First, here's our news editor, Kirsty Bedford, who's got a little more of the travel news that you can use.
In travel news this week, Victoria's health authorities are concerned there could be an outbreak of measles after a case of the illness went undetected for days in Melbourne's western suburbs. It's thought the illness was contracted on a holiday to Bali. Acting Chief Health Officer Dr. Brett Sutton has told the ABC a casual employee of Big W at Werribee Plaza worked four consecutive days while infectious earlier this month. The disease is highly infectious and can cause serious illness, particularly in young children. Health authorities warn anyone experiencing symptoms of the disease, including a rash, fever, runny nose, red eyes and a cough, to seek medical advice. Travelax says most of the rising number of cases reported in Australia are linked to overseas travel and recommends travellers check their immunisation status for measles and other childhood diseases 6 weeks before departure. The results in the world's most prestigious airport awards are out, and it's Singapore's Changi Airport, which comes out on top again for the fifth year in a row. It's the eighth time Singapore has taken out the title since the awards began 17 years ago. The airport features free 24-hour movie theatres, the world's first butterfly garden with 1,000 tropical butterflies, a rooftop pool cactus garden, children's playground and entertainment deck, and the world's tallest slide at an airport. Skytrax World Airport Awards is the largest annual global airport customer satisfaction survey. The 2017 awards are based on 13.82 million airport survey questionnaires completed by 105 different nationalities. The survey covered 550 airports worldwide and evaluated traveller experiences from check-in, arrivals, transfers, shopping, security and immigration through to departure at the gate. Coming in second place is Haneda Airport at Tokyo, followed by Incheon Airport at South Korea. Munich is fourth and Hong Kong International Airport rounds out the top five. The first Australian airport to appear is Brisbane at number 16, followed by Sydney at 23. The Business Events Council of Australia has released figures on the value of business travellers to the economy, showing business events contributed $30.2 billion in direct expenditure to Australia in 2015-16. That provided 193,203 direct jobs. Matthew Hingerty, chairman of Becca, says the study provides a compelling case of the direct and indirect impact of the Australian economy and demonstrates why governments and industry should continue to invest in the sector. He says the business events sector is at times underappreciated for the financial and non-financial benefits it delivers to the economy, including its role in enabling global and domestic trade. And he says the study reconfirms the business events sector's dimension, influence and potential, and industry and governments must work together to leverage the opportunities it offers. The world's largest online travel company, Expedia, has released the latest trends in Australia's top inbound markets, showing the US as our most valuable markets. Other key markets included New Zealand, the United Kingdom, Japan and Hong Kong, which all saw double-digit growth with a large majority booking 4 to 5 star hotels. However, it was a record year for the US, with travel to Australia marking levels of growth that haven't been experienced since the 2000 Olympics. US travellers paid the highest average daily rate, with more than 80% of them opting to stay in 4 to 5 star luxury hotels, and their daily spend was the highest of all other markets at $213. Kiwis had the longest length of stay, leading the pack with an average 3 days at a hotel, and most stayed at 4 star hotels. Top destinations included Melbourne and Sydney, while Townsville saw the highest growth in travellers from New Zealand, growing more than 110%. UK travellers were the second most valuable market, spending on average $198 a day, while the Japanese averaged $193 a day. Drew Barring, Senior Director at Expedia, says economists are labelling tourism as one of the key drivers to help fill the economic hole from the mining downturn, and 2017 is shaping up to be a promising year for hoteliers. Meanwhile, Hotels Combine has revealed data showing what Aussies are most likely to be doing over Easter. For most of us, it's not surprisingly going to be visiting extended family, and the data shows the major cities are the most popular destinations domestically. Melbourne is living up to its name as the most livable city, with the city expected to dominate all Australian bookings over Easter. For Easter last year, more bookings were made in Melbourne than any other destination, followed by Sydney, Surfers Paradise and Brisbane. Internationally, Bali is the leading destination and four-star hotels are the most popular choice. Chris Rivett, Head of Marketing for Hotels Combined, says the data also indicates that Aussies prefer budget holidays within Australia, but when they go overseas, they're more willing to splash out. That's Travel News This Week. I'm Kirsty Bedford.